Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Dr. Dahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So hope you all had a great Thanksgiving. I am so sick of leftovers, I can't even begin to talk about it. But one thing I do want to open with, and to me this was a no-duh. I don't understand why it's shocking everybody. But apparently word got out that AT&T is a part of the DAS. It's a surveillance system that works with law enforcement agencies to try to find criminals and track their calls. And, well, this is kind of something that I know has been around. I mean, that's kind of what they do. When they're able to find these killers, when law enforcement is able to find the bad guy or the bad person pretty darn quickly, you know, when they were able to find Tom Brady's jersey in Mexico 2 days after it got stolen, these cell phones seem to help law enforcement do what they need to do. I'm not saying I want a surveilled. I don't want a surveilled at all. But that's kind of why it's not that we have some real super-duper sleuths. It's just they're using tech to help because we leave fingerprints through tech. And so apparently what happened, let me give credit where credit's due, but Wired said there's a secretive White House surveillance program that gives cops access to trillions of U.S. phone records, and this is a part of the Data Analysis Services, which has over a decade, reportedly, allowed federal, state, and local law enforcement agencies to mine through our calls, analyzing our phone records, even those of us who are not criminals. And apparently this DAS program, formerly known as Hemisphere, is run in coordination with telecom giant AT&T. They are capturing and conducting the analysis of the phone calls for law enforcement agencies. Now, obviously people are concerned about the privacy. I don't know if this is just AT&T. I understand AT&T works with law enforcement, but is it also T-Mobile? Is it Verizon? I mean, things are always, I think, recorded. I've never trusted that our phones are completely private. Okay, I haven't done phone sex in I don't know how many decades because it's not a phone that's like connected to a wall. Even those are tapped. Those can be tapped. And so I don't trust, you know, our tech. I have it. That's something we're going to talk about later. Are you willing to give up your cell phone or your smartphone? I mean, I see, I don't know how many patients a day, and they are perfectly comfortable talking about private medical issues over the telemedicine platforms system. And even though the telemedicine platforms keep the records airtight and as protected as they can, many individuals are calling in on their cell phone. And so, you know, if you think your data is private, whether it's AT&T or, and again, I don't know about the other huge con moguls, how involved they are, but if law enforcement needs to access, they access it. And so what's a concern about this is, let's say there is somebody who's a criminal and they want to, or a suspect, and then they want to see who they talk to and who they could be linked to. So the pizza delivery person, the Uber driver that called, whoever that person has a contact with, then they're going to look at that communication, and then they might look at, well, who did the Uber driver talk to before then? And then once they know it's a dead end, they probably then move to something that's not a dead end. And so I think we are taking for granted that nobody cares. There's too much data. Nobody really is going to look at our nude pics we're sending our lover or whatever. And, you know, they are. Look at what happened. Was it Tesla? Apparently, there was a, which EV vehicle company that had sensors for automated driving where the people at work were watching the videos and the camera pictures, and some guy was naked, ran out to his car to grab something, and then probably his pants, ran back to the house, and they saw all that. Every camera has the ability to store data. Everything. For those of you using your camera as a mirror, somebody had told me that they had hemorrhoids. This was a call, and I go, have you seen them? What do they look like? They go, hold on, let me take my phone. I go, what are you doing with your phone? They use their phone, right, to look down there because they could take a picture in a camera. It's captured. This is all captured. You aren't, now, some of you are like, you know what, I could worry till the day is long. I don't have privacy. I'm just going to live with it. And that might be, you know, a more mentally healthy way of looking at things, because you could really get paranoid and obsessed and concerned that every single thing is being watched. I mean, we got satellites, we have, who knows? But the truth of the matter is we are very dependent and intertwined with tech, and the powers that be got us hooked. And I don't think we'll be able to get people off their cell phone, their smartphones. We love our smartphones too much. We use them for everything. We use them for mirrors to look at our hemorrhoids, and we use them for business. We use them for Zoom calls. We use them to connect with family members. And some people are saying, you know what, I'll sacrifice the privacy. But I'm going to tell you right now, you sacrifice your privacy, you sacrifice your liberty. The fact that we Americans can be so nonchalant about our private matters being able to be perused by who knows how many means we're also going to be nonchalant about other liberties. Privacy, we have a right to. Privacy is something that we should be protecting, and we don't. Look at how these teenagers are sending booby pics and penis pics to each other. Nobody is thinking about their privacy. Your fingerprint. Private. Keep that stuff private. Your moles, your tattoos, your body art is supposed to be identified, and you're putting it out there and AI could replicate it. So, you know, I understand a lot of us using telemedicine. A lot of us are comfortable with doing things over the phone, but don't be shocked when you hear that, yeah, somebody's probably looking through the data. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, DrDahlia.com. Check it out.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to y'all. We really do appreciate you tuning in. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so let's talk about this. It's not funny. There are people that are hurting themselves and getting killed over their selfie, trying to get the perfect selfie. And our obsession with selfies and what we're doing online with social media is now deemed a public health crisis. And you know they're not wrong. They're not wrong. We've gotten really stupid. I'm really worried about our survival of the fittest and what we're evolving into, because we're kind of surrendering to a lot of stupidity. So what's happening here, where they've looked at, victims who have fallen off cliffs, gotten themselves into pretty bad accidents, and a review by the University of New South Wales has concluded that taking selfies could actually pose a public health problem. They looked at multiple studies in the U.S. and Australia since 2011. Because, okay, I got on Facebook in 2009, but that's when I started radio. So I don't know if social media was bigger before then. Maybe 2008. I forget when I really got onto social media because of my show. And so 2011 is when many of us started to have these smartphones and be able to think that there was an audience that gave a damn about how we looked. Do we really want to see what you're eating for Thanksgiving? Apparently people think that that is something that is content that entices people. So this review was published in the Journal of Medical Internet Research in September this year. And they said selfie-related deaths at aquatic locations seem to be the most concerning incidents. And they said including photo-taking at scenic and photogenic areas. They said the use of smartphones and apps is dangerous, the research pointed out. Four of the five peer-reviewed studies identified falls from heights due to selfie-taking, taking as the most common cause of injury and death. This has been reported by Fox News. Drowning was identified as the second most common cause of death. Lead study author Sam Cornell, research officer at Sydney School of Public Health, University of Sydney, wanted to look at the environmental and aquatic-related selfie injuries and deaths. And he didn't necessarily look at man-made structures like Empire State Building or balconies or things like that. But they found that young women seem to be some of the higher numbers of victims. And that we see in India, people dying in bodies of water, often in groups. Some people die alone, fall off cliffs. There was a Brazilian woman, Fernanda Morello, 33 years old, who fell to her death at Kangaroo Point's cliffs while celebrating her birthday in Brisbane, Australia. British tourist Madeline Davis was 21 years old when she fell from a cliff at Diamond Bay Reserve in Sydney. And so the study concluded that maybe we need to designate a public health risk communication response because of what we're doing with selfies. So the psychology behind this is fascinating to me. And when we talk about addiction and we talk about dopamine, and I really urge you guys to check out our book. Me, CJ Kalikas, wrote Deploying Dopamine on Amazon, not to push the book, but it really talks to you about how it kind of makes you understand why you may be reaching for that chocolate cupcake, why you may be reaching for that vape pen, or why you may be going for a selfie. But selfie-itis is, I think, a term that was coined years ago with this, where people just start to get obsessed with taking pictures of themselves, but the dopamine rush comes from the acquired fame. Now, I look at fame as Brad Pitt. Right? He could be anywhere in the world and people know who he is. Princess Diana. That's how I look at fame. But some people get a taste of it when they get 1,000 followers or they get 15 likes on social media. And once you get that bug, you have an itch that can't stop getting scratched. And you want to duplicate it or double down on it. And you want to get more likes or you want to get more fame from that. And what's making it worse is you see these individuals that have absolutely no talent whatsoever that are millionaires because they are able to grab people's attention, get followers, so maybe that is a talent, and then be able to sell ads. So you're looking at these young kids going, I could go to school for 4 or 5 years and be $100,000 in debt, or I could put half-naked pictures of myself or show me hanging off a cliff or in the middle of the clouds or woods and maybe start making fame and money and notoriety that way. And I think people are starting to take it to the next level. And you try to get a better selfie, get a better selfie. I mean, I was jet skiing a few weeks ago, and I thought it would be really, really cool to get a video of that. Yeah, really? You're going to be jet skiing while holding a phone? I didn't have a GoPro on me. And probably that was maybe not the stupidest thing that anybody has ever done. But for me, I could have lost my phone. Is it really worth the risk just to take a video of me on a jet ski? So a lot of us have noticed we've done things. Like, look at these gender reveal parties. People are dying because they're trying to come up with something super explosive. It's going to be captured in a video. It's going to be shared on social media, seen by the kids. Look, the kid who later gets born wants their daddy, wants their mommy, wants their parent. They don't want a video of them dying. And unfortunately, we're seeing people take things to another level because they see the fame. And people are finding that the easiest way to make money is fame. Well, yeah, Brad Pitt makes a lot of money. Taylor Swift makes a lot of money. But they're not making money by selfies. They had to use their talent and, you know, go through the ropes and do their dues and then finally become who they became. And now they could do a selfie and make money off of it, yeah. But for you or I, normal people that, you know, that are, you know, kind of everyday, no. And so I get that when you are hiking or at the top of a mountain, a summit, and you're taking that picture and people are like, ooh, that's wonderful. Look at you. Yeah, it's euphoric. I get that. I get that. One of my favorite pictures was me holding the baby. We were at Mount Haleakala. I forget the one in Maui, where the mountain is up so high that when you take a picture, it looks like you're in the clouds. So I have a picture of me and baby Brock, and it looks like I'm holding him, and we're just in the middle of the clouds. So I caption it, okay, time to get back into the plane. Right? And I love that picture. Now, luckily, I didn't put us in harm's way. We were just standing on the, you know, in the crater where you were allowed to stand, and we did our picture. But I get it. I'm not just here to, throw rain on your parade and you know, be a party pooper. But we're doing things that are pretty dangerous. Remember in the 80s, you would ask somebody to take a picture with your camera and then they would go run with your camera and steal it? Well, we're now asking perfect strangers to take our cell phones that are open, now not password protected, that have all our data, all our pictures, bank access. And we're asking strangers to take a picture of us to get a selfie. And they could just run and have all your stuff at a moment's notice. By the time you try to cancel it all, they could empty out your account and see all your pics. We're kind of stupid these days. Have I asked a random stranger to take a picture of me? Yeah, absolutely, I have. Yeah. I had the dog with me. It was a great dog. There were people walking by. I go, would you mind? Yeah, you know, I'll take a picture of you. Well, usually I offer to take a picture. I see people try to fight and try to do the selfie. And I'm like, you want me to take a picture of you guys? I'm totally fine with it. So then I take a picture. They're happy. And then they go, oh, yeah, yeah. Can you get one of me? So sometimes you do bond and you end up instilling this trust in a perfect stranger. But we're doing things that I think are dangerous. What if somebody went to the bathroom and didn't wash their hands? And now they're touching your phone. You really want to be exposed to somebody else's E. coli? We need to really rethink what we're doing here. And I don't think we're going to get the control we need of our own obsession with it. Because once you start, you can't stop. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA News Update. It's Cyber Monday. Time to look for those online sales, and Amazon definitely has some hidden ones, like a 32-inch high-def TV for $80. But beware of scams and do your research. A young Israeli-American child among the hostages being reunited with family members after being released on the third day of a ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war. The body of an 11-year-old girl missing after a landslide in Alaska has been found, increasing the death toll there to 4. The body of Kara Heller was found on Saturday after a scent detection canine indicated an area of debris that was then searched. Senator Michael Bennet believes there's broad support in the Senate for an aid package that includes Ukraine, but does say that support likely isn't there in the House. Corey Myers, USA News.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I think President Trump, former President Trump, went to the doctor, and we have his medical report. Well, I don't know if we have his medical report, but he has released a note from his doctor saying that he is in excellent health and that his cognitive exams were exceptional. Apparently he has a letter from Dr. Bruce Ehrenwald, which describes himself as Trump's personal physician since 2021. Trump is 77 years old, and has been questioned as to his fitness based on his age if Biden is struggling at his age. Now, Trump is 77. Biden turned 81 this Monday. And as I've said from the beginning, we need to stop saying age and we need to call it like it is. If somebody has cognitive deficit, they can have cognitive deficit in their 80s, their 60s, their 20s even. But the media does not want to say that Biden has cognitive deficit. And understandably, because they're not doctors, right, they can surmise, they could say reported cognitive issues, memory lapses, gaffes, difficulty remembering names of his cabinet, difficulty addressing his vice president as vice president and calling him president. So, but it's a safer narrative to say H. So if people don't want to, also, I think they have to protect themselves from libel and slander. If you say somebody has a diagnosis that they don't, you could be sued. Now, even if most of the country in the world thinks there's something going on, they have to be very careful with what they throw, you know, terms they throw out, such as cognitive deficit, cognitive decline. Now, does he show a decline from previous years? Yes. But can we say, is it Alzheimer's? Is it multi-infarct dementia? Is it age-related? That's for his doctor to do. And when his doctor did not release MRI findings or cognitive tests on President Biden, right now we don't have a diagnosis. So the media is going for the, well, it's his age. It's his age. Well, that argument then doesn't work if the GOP wants to have Trump as the candidate to go up against Biden. You can't use the age issue. And so President Trump, all eyes are on him going, okay, well, are we going to come up with a cutoff or an age? And I don't like that idea, to be honest. I don't like the idea of, and I see why people are doing it, because it's a safer thing to say. Let's just not have a president who's over 70, or let's not have a Supreme Court justice that's over 70 or 75. Mind you, there are people, look at Clint Eastwood, there are people that are with it that are doing fine. Isn't Nancy Pelosi in her 80s? And you know, we might not necessarily like how she legislates, but between her and Biden, it's like night and day in terms of acuity and alertness. And so I don't like the idea of saying we need to cut things off at an age. I do like the idea of cognitive tests and medical tests. If somebody is going to be the commander in chief and is going to be running our military, they have to be fit for duty. And being fit for duty requires them to be able to make decisions that are not unethical, that are not on a whim, that are not manipulative or for their own benefit. And so being fit for duty has to encompass all of that. And so I do agree with many mental status exams, exams of the brain. And I know it could be very tricky, because when Hillary Clinton questioned the veracity of the election, people believed her. When Trump questioned the veracity of the election, they said he had a mental issue. And so I get that subjectively people can wield these diagnoses, which is scary. But if we come up with a, shall we say, a protocol that includes, and a doctor better not be doing what the Supreme Court's doing, where you have right side and left side. You know, if you're going to be a physician, you need to not do, you need to, you know, go by the book and give proper medical assessments. And, you know, maybe come up with a better way for that, but I don't like the idea of let's just cut everybody off at 75 or cut everybody off at 80. Because Biden was having issues when he was vice president. I think when he was in his late 60s, we noticed issues, right? No, that would have been 70s. He would have been in the 70s, yeah. So, personally, I think this country is in trouble, and we need somebody strong, somebody resilient, somebody who's going to do what needs to be done, but follow the Constitution, and somebody who has the longevity. Trump needs to just get through 4 years. He doesn't have to do the 8-year haul. Biden, when you elected Biden, you expected him to last all 8 years. And the Democrats now have a issue. If they ride the old train, they still could be shooting themselves in the foot. Because one criticism people had is, we're putting somebody in the office that won't be young enough to manage the whole 8 years. If they say, well, it's not an age thing, then they are verifying and they are acknowledging the lack of popularity or his policies. So, not easy. But according to the letter from Trump's doctor, he had a comprehensive examination. His cardiovascular studies were all normal. Cancer screening tests are negative, and Trump has reduced his weight. Now, we all know that a good health letter and a good, clean bill of health from a doctor doesn't mean you're going to live 5, 6, 7, 20 years. We have seen things that have befallen people. Now, if you don't, my father said he was always healthy, and he was healthy until the day he died. Well, it's because he never got his heart checked. I told him to. But he's like, nah. So, yeah, he might have never had a diagnosis, but he ended up dying anyway. So if you aren't looking for the skin cancer, if you're not looking for the colon cancer, if you're not looking for the melanoma, you know, or the liver disease, you might not find it. But most comprehensive exams do include, just like what Biden had, the skin, colonoscopy. Although I don't know if Biden had a colonoscopy this last time. So it is reassuring, and I get it. It's kind of nerve-wracking. Who's going to be our next president? And are we going to be dealing with somebody who could have, you know, cognitive issues? But let's say somebody has, you know, we've been talking about chemo brain and pregnancy brain and things like that. You know, does that mean they have cognitive issues, or does it mean that some days they're just not feeling up to it? Migraines. Somebody suffers from severe migraines might not necessarily feel 100% all the time. And so if we're going to say one medical condition versus another, we could also be getting ourselves into trouble. Which medical condition precludes you from being a commander-in-chief? Is somebody going to try and say PMS? Spinal stenosis? Diabetes? You know how diabetes can interfere with a pilot's ability to fly, and it grounds a lot of pilots. Why? Because if they have fluctuations in their sugar. So where we decide is, what do we have control over? Now, you might be able to control some of your migraines and spinal stenosis symptoms, but cognitive deficits you can't control. Blood sugar fluctuations you might not be able to always control. So if people are going to start to decide, well, we need to come up with a cutoff or parameters, it could take years to figure out what is the most realistic and practical. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
The cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
In 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. And yes, I am getting these videos up on Facebook Live. I know I've kind of been off Facebook the last few days, which, by the way, was kind of nice and refreshing. Probably for you guys because you didn't have to see my face. But I actually didn't do social media the last few days. And it was kind of nice. It was It was a nice little break. But I'm back on there, and a lot of stories to get to today. But this one has prompted some interesting debate. So I believe this happened in Chicago. There were four female police officers that tried to subdue a suspect. And power to them, ladies. Not an easy job. I am so grateful for our first responders and our law enforcement. But in this video, it looked like the process took a good few minutes. And there were four females, police officers, one suspect. And he started to resist. And then he started to resist even more. And then they tried to put him up against the wall to at least use that as a barrier to be able to, you know, get handcuffs on him. And he ends up getting away. And then you see the officers try to run after him. And I believe they never got him. And so it's bringing up the debate of, are we, one, putting women in harm's way? You know, trying to expect them to be able to subdue a man. And another question is how come four were unable to subdue one? Is it that they are so limited and they have to be very, very careful with certain movements so they don't hurt the suspect, that they're so limited that they were trained, just they can't use that training anymore to subdue them? Or is it that they weren't physically fit? And the latter is what many people are saying was the issue. These four female Chicago police officers were not of ideal weight. And so people are assuming that they were out of shape and unable to do their duty. And the footage shows this arrest, or the attempted arrest, at 95th and Ashland. Four female officers should have been able to outnumber this one suspect. The officers approached the suspect. He emptied out his pockets. When they started to detain him and try to put the handcuffs on, he starts to fight and push. And this was all kind of caught on a police scanner. And I don't know if he was hitting or scratching them. But in the end, he gets away. And he runs. And I forget the other case. It was a tragic case where somebody at a traffic stop, I guess, had a warrant. The female officer tried to arrest him. She couldn't get the cuffs on him. So he runs, and she pulls what she thought was her taser and ends up shooting and killing him. And so people are discussing, and I'm not going to read what some of them wrote because some of them were pretty, pretty mean, but obviously there's a debate of what's the best way to move forward. Because if we are having an issue with crime and we don't want somebody getting shot because they resisted arrest, what do we need to do to be able to make a more successful arrest and a safe arrest? And this is something I had brought up a long time ago. I had brought up the physical fitness of a lot of our police officers. Police officers used to be some of the fastest, some of the strongest. And, you know, we are not necessarily stereotyping and profiling. Anybody who wants to serve can serve. But if these suspects are able to outrun or to resist arrest, I mean, look at what happened with George Floyd. Four officers couldn't get him into the back of the cop car. When they did, he was able to, when you watch a video, push himself out. Now, he did so because he said he couldn't breathe, and he started to have his medical episode, and then he was asking for help, and then the paramedics came, and then the knee issue, and it was horrible and tragic what happened. But again, four officers couldn't subdue and get him into or have him stay in the cop car. And so what do we do? How do we, you know, we're hiring, we're trying to recruit, you know, we're trying to be diverse, but if four law enforcement women put themselves at risk and they still couldn't arrest one individual, is it tactics? Is it, you know, is it are there other tactical measures that maybe they're not getting trained that they could? Or, you know, is it that we really need to have physical fitness tests a part of the recruitment process. The problem is, as I've said, we have a generation and younger generations that aren't as physically fit as the baby boomers once were. Or the Gen X's. We played outside. We were skinny. We barely had any body fat, the majority of us. Things change for the millennials and the Gen Z's. And now us Gen X's and baby boomers that also start to pack on the pounds too. And so, you know, to be an officer, you know, you don't necessarily have to be the best athlete. But what I saw was I was so worried for these female officers' lives because you knew ahead of time that they were not going to be able to subdue them because you saw the article, you saw the headline. But if four couldn't subdue one suspect, imagine if there were two suspects. Imagine if there were four. And we are not, whether it's for our military, whether it's just for our own survival, we're not physically fit. Do we learn Krav Maga in school? Do we learn Taekwondo? Do we learn karate? Do we learn martial arts? Or do we learn self-defense in school? No, we don't. We don't know how to defend ourselves. We don't. People say, well, if you teach that, people are going to be aggressive. No, when you learn these things, it's defense. We're learning how to defend ourselves. I think we need to, rather than put all the pressure on our military and law enforcement to try to get everybody in shape and the ability to do what they need to do in terms of being physically fit, I think we need to start it at the school level. I think we do PE 2 or 3 days a week. I said this before, exercise should be every day. I understand the American Heart Association guidelines is 150 minutes a week, you know, 30 minutes a day of vigorous exercise for 5 days. We should be running and play, assuming our hearts are fine, jumping and climbing. You know, weren't there physical fitness standards we had to satisfy in school? Mind you, if you have a disability, you're excused. But I remember going to school, you had to do 100 sit-ups and 50 push-ups and pull-ups. And you had to do certain milestones to show physical fitness. Just like we do aptitude-wise with our minds, with our academics, we had to, and I'm not saying we have to bring that back because I understand a lot of people might not pass and that's going to bring up a lot of issues, but if we are struggling to have physically fit police officers and physically fit military ready to go, then we need to not wait till they're 20 or 25. We have obesity issues. We have diabetes. We have high blood pressure. Why? Because PE stops 8th grade. No, it shouldn't stop. Everybody should have a sport. Racquetball, basketball, badminton, even if they're not on a team. Everybody should be doing physical fitness every day. Hiking. Why are we reciting Shakespeare sitting in a classroom? Why aren't we walking around the school while we're reciting it? But I'm not saying that was all that happened. It could have been. The officers are very restrained now by new rules. But we need to be more physically fit all across the board. 1-877, that's Allie Nogaway.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.